The Mishnah and Daf and Chesam Aleph, the beginning of Perek Oisav Es Bnei, says that if you're, it says Ketzan Ashechen Oisav Es Bnei Chulin B'chut Shneim Kshem. So if you shecht Oisav Es Bnei and they're Chulin and B'chut, so both of them are kosher. V'Sheni Sav Es Arbaim, the second one gets Malkus because of the Isser of Oisav Es Bnei, but both behemoths are kosher. So it's Mavur that even though one is Arvan the Lav Oisav Es Bnei, still the Shechita is kosher and the behemoth is kosher by Chila. The Achon Rabat with the kosher that Lachay should say Yavel Mahani. Maisa, he was not allowed to do the shechita because why says benai, and his ivran the din the tires. So why don't we say yavala mahani and the shechita shouldn't work and the behemoth should be aser ba'achila. So why is it that the behemoth is mutter ba'achila? And there's a teretz from Shlomo Hyman. Shlomo Hyman says that this that we say yavala mahani is dafka when you do a maisa where the adam is being piled the chalais, when the person himself is creating the chalais, like a person who's makadosh and isha or megarish, he's creating the chalais kiddushin, he's creating the chalais gerishin, then you could say yavala mahani, the pula that you're doing doesn't have the kayach to create that chalais if it was done be'issa. But in cases when you're not piled the chalais, the Torah is piled the chalais, then you don't say yavala mahani. And he wants to say the bashchita, the chalais heter comes through the Torah, not through the adam. The adam is not piled the chalais, he just says the shechita, made the Torah allows the chalais heter to happen, so b'chiyah gavna, you don't see yavala mahani, and that's why it would be kosher. Now, I think there's a different side that you could say that we mentioned on Daf Yudalid, and b'shem Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber has a chiddush in shechita that shechita is b'chlal, not a chalais at all. It's not the pshat that there's a chalais in the Torah is being piled the chalais. There is no chalais heter shechita. The answer to the shechita is that if the behemoth is dead, it's mutar ba'achila. But it can't just die by itself. It can't just die anyway. It has to die through a shechita. But if it dies through a kasha shechita, the metzias, the not being alive, through a shechita is what's matter. So there's no chalais out there. It's just the lack of chias. When it came about through a kasha shechita, which in all the dinam shechita, that is what makes the behemoth be mutter. So if there's no chalais at all, then about it, there's not going to be a dinner. And below mahani, even below mahani is only when there's a chalais. So Shlomo Hyman was saying that the Vardis, there is a chalais, but the Torah is being played with chalais and not you. But the Lefidus of Baruch Ber, it's even more basic, even though it's a bigger chiddush, that it's not that the Torah has been probably a chalais, there's no chalais at all, it's just a metzias of heter through the shechita, and the melech wouldn't be shaykh by that, the din of Yavala Mahani.